Our Time in History with Renee Couture.
Regardless of what we see or hear today and how much God and His Word have been pushed aside, we as people and as a nation, we are accountable to God. He still governs in the affairs of men. From our very beginning as a nation, our way of life and our freedoms, they were meant for a Christian, self-governing people. This truth has been tossed aside in recent days, but that doesn't change it. Modern cultural trends do not change eternal truths of right and wrong. Take a few minutes and look up George Washington's first inaugural address. He states that the smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. Note that heaven ordained that which is right and wrong. Washington clearly understood that these rules truly were eternal, not to be messed with, not to be trifled with and altered at the whims of mankind. He simply yet profoundly stated that a nation cannot have the blessing of God when it disregards what heaven has ordained. We would do well at this time in history to heed those words of the father of this nation. There are consequences for how we live our lives, both good and bad. I, for one, want heaven's smile on my life, and I want the eternal rules of order and right that heaven has ordained to once again be honored in America.
If you would like information regarding Renee's availability for speaking engagements, classes, or Renee's customized private tours of America's historic East Coast, please contact her at ourtimeinhistory@gmail.com.